Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
And we know a little bit more about the death of Matthew Perry now. What's the latest, Dean?
Well, the reports are coming out about informal testing that was done on Matthew Perry when he died on Saturday night. And apparently they did some informal, less in-depth testing on him that showed that he did not have fentanyl or methadone in his system at the time of his death. Much more in-depth tests are being done as part of the routine toxicology test. That can take months to get the results from that. They did complete an autopsy, but they haven't said anything about the results of the autopsy yet. But these new informal, less in-depth tests are showing no meth, no fentanyl right now anyway.
Who's the General Hospital actor who passed away?
Well, he was a pretty popular actor on the show. In fact, he was an Emmy Award-winning actor on the show. His name was Tyler Christopher. He was on the show for quite some time now. He was found dead in his apartment, apparently suffering a cardiac event in San Diego, only 50 years old. We're getting too many stories like this lately of
really
people who are relatively young who are suddenly dying like that.
And it sounds like the actors may be back at work soon, huh?
Well, you know, they've been talking every day this week. The studios and the Actors Union, Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA, they wrapped up their latest round of negotiations yesterday, and the word that came out of the meetings yesterday is that a deal could be in sight, which is much more optimistic than anything that we've heard so far. They did break in the day yesterday afternoon, dealing with issues like AI and residuals, some of the other things that they've been going back and forth on. But this is the most optimistic that either side has come out with so far. So fingers crossed, get these actors, not only get the actors back to work, but I was talking with some people who work in production in Chicago, you know, behind the scenes in Chicago, the makeup people, the catering people, the carpenters, you know, all the people who are not on camera. They've all been out of work now for 110 days, too.
Oh, yeah. The economy in the Hollywood area out in California has really taken a hit.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, and that, you know, that trickles down to the Botox industry that, you know,
right.
We don't want anything to happen to them if this doesn't get resolved. But on a serious note, though, there are a lot of people who are not actors and have nothing to do with this except they sell coffee to the actors.
Sure.
They put the makeup on. They build the sets.
Mm-hmm.
They're painters, you know, contractors.
Yeah, tradespeople.
All these tradespeople, they've all been out of work since all of this. So those are the ones, you know, I don't want to see anybody on strike. I don't want to see anybody not losing their money. But if you're not even in the fight and you're affected by it, I really feel bad for
that. Yeah, that is really tough. We've been talking about this De Niro defamation trial.
Oh.
Too bad there's no camera in the courtroom.
Oh, I would pay money to have seen this yesterday. Do you ever see Robert De Niro in Goodfellas? Do you ever see him in Raging Bull? Do you ever see him in Godfather 2? Some of these roles where he's just completely out of control. Apparently, he was yesterday. Now, here is a guy that is being sued for defamation. He's being sued for being verbally abusive and for being sexist toward his former assistant. He's being sued for $12 million for all this. So you would have think that De Niro would have been coached by his attorneys to stay cool, to say, give short answers, non-emotional responses. Instead, he goes Raging Bull in the courtroom yesterday when, you know, he's being accused of all of these things. He's, you know, emphatically denying the charges, but lost his temper and started shouting out, "Shame on you, Graham Chase Robinson. I wasn't abusive. I was annoyed."
Wow.
You know, he really lost his temper during this. Maybe not the best thing to do when you're being accused of being verbally abusive. I'm not a court, I'm not one of these people that coach people before they get on the stand for testimony. But I'm going to say not such a great idea. But anyway, he's also countersuing his assistant. He is accusing her of stealing money from the company. So De Niro wrapped up his testimony yesterday. The bell rang, apparently, and he went to his corner. And we'll see what happens next in this trial.
It could have been worse. Could have been Joe Pesci on the stand.
What? Do I look like a clown? I look like a clown sitting up here?
Dean, wasn't Five Nights at Freddy's the movie you warned us not to see, basically?
Yeah, I didn't like it. The kids liked it. I heard... lots and lots of kids commented to their Uncle Dean that they had a different opinion about the movie than I did, which is perfectly fine. There should be lots of different opinions, and I would think that a movie which is based on a video game is probably going to appeal to a different demographic than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for me, but a lot of people did like this movie that's based on the video game Five Nights at Freddy's. It did great at the box office, through the roof. Not a surprise, and also fits in with the pattern of movies that are designed for young people. But also, they streamed it on the Peacock platform at the same time. And yesterday, Peacock released the information that it is now the most watched movie that has ever been on Peacock over a five-day period. So this movie, despite the fact that I didn't like it, I got to say, if you look at the, you know, nationally, the reviews on it, the reviews are pretty much in line with me on this. But, you know, just because critics don't like it doesn't mean anything. Clearly, people are going to see it at the movie theaters. People are going to watch it on Peacock.
What's new in TV watching for this week, starting tonight? Do most of those streaming services drop the new shows on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. It's mostly Fridays, but some of them try to get a jump on it a little bit. Let's see what I liked here that everyone else is going to disagree with me. A movie I think everyone is going to agree is pretty great is called Naiad, which is premiering this coming Friday on Netflix, which is about the long-distance swimmer Diana Naiad trying to break the world record swimming from Cuba to Florida. Annette Bening is outstanding in her role playing Diana Naiad. Jodie Foster co-stars with her. She is outstanding. It's a very inspirational story, but these performances and this movie making, it's a pretty great movie. Starting Friday on Netflix. Looking for something a little lighter than that, Friday on Hulu. The new comedy is called Quiz Lady, about a couple of young ladies who are trying to pay off their debt by winning big money on a quiz show. Awkwafina and Sandra Oh are starring in this. Two of my favorite actresses. Will Ferrell co-stars in this one as well. Let me see here, Apple TV Plus on Friday. There's something that is called Fingernails, about a woman who finds a test to prove true love. It's a new romantic drama, Fingernails, dropping on Friday. Also on Netflix right now, there is a thriller that's called Locked In, about a nurse that unlocks a family's secret while caring for a coma patient. For new streaming series this week, we've got the series called All the Light We Cannot See. This one is powerful also, and it begins tomorrow on Netflix, about a German soldier who is sent to hunt down a blind French teenager who is broadcasting out of occupied France. If you're a fan of the works of Yellowstone creator Tyler Sheridan, he's going back into the Old West again with the new series called Lawmen, Bass Reeves. This is the story of one of the first African-American U.S. Marshals to impose order on the Wild West. David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King a couple of years ago, stars in this one. Donald Sutherland is in it. Dennis Quaid, co-starring. That begins Sunday on Paramount Plus. For documentaries this week, if you're a Sylvester Stallone fan, you're going to enjoy the doc that's called Sly, that looks at the life of Sylvester Stallone and really how, by every measure, he should have not have been successful, and what a difficult road it was for him to become Rocky, to become Rambo, to become, you know, many of the things that he was able to accomplish in his career. That starts Friday on Netflix. There is the documentary Mysteries of the Faith that takes a look at the inside story of some of the Catholic Church's most cherished relics. And also streaming on Netflix, there is Season 7 of Selling Sunset. That's this series about rival real estate agents selling multi-million dollar mansions in the Southern California area. So plenty to see and stay in your nice, warm, cozy home.
I don't know if I'm avoiding Selling Sunset more or Golden Bachelor more, but Mrs. Surratt seems to like those shows.
Yeah, you'd have to sort of. I think I'd rather watch Five Nights at Freddy's again before watching either of those.
I'm going to suggest that. Yeah. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.